New York Knicks basketball day.
New York Knicks, let's go basketball, Knicks.
Let's
baby.
Go basketball. I'm so excited,
it's
Elliot.
Special. I'm so excited. Also, I watched the first quarter, and you know I'm a big fan because I watched 7 minutes, and then I sat down to record this episode. So that's how you know we're both dedicated
fans.
I
did the same thing. I bet a lot of money on the game, like a bad little boy. And I think it's going to go
well.
How
much did you put on? How much did you put on the game?
$50. So I guess not a lot, but a pretty sizable bet.
Not a little.
No.
not a little with the line being -1.5. Mm-hmm. But good for you. Do you think today is the day that we do a sports episode and we don't do improv and we tap in into an entirely new demographic of our...
I think that's a great idea. All serious, really all sports. No guests.
We're still riffing. Still lots of riff. No, we'll ask our guest sports questions also.
Oh, Elliot,
see if she can hang with the boys.
Can I
hang with the boys who like balls and sports?
Can I tell you one quick story? My bookie is actually super nice. Like, he'll always text me happy birthday at like 12:01 on my birthday, like before my mom. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny. I don't know.
No support.
Do you know him, or is he just like some guy?
He's just some guy, and he's super nice. He'll be like, "Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday." Do you want to be?
Do you think he's cultivating a relationship with you so that you spend more money on his book?
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, yeah, I'll cut this out of the episode.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's bring on our guest today. First, welcome everybody to another episode of Pasta Party. I'm Elliot Bromberg. Hanging out, drinking a glass of red wine with my buddy Anthony Ferraro, Tony Ferraro, as he likes to be referred to. And we have a guest today. She's a stand-up comedian from New York City. Go Knicks! Please welcome to the podcast, Cela Poole.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hi, Cela.
I may be the
worst person to have you
to ask about sports. Also,
okay, well, I'll ask you about this instead. Why was my bookie story so boring to Elliot? How could we punch that up for future tellings?
He's very familiar with gambling, clearly.
Yeah, I guess it goes hand in hand with sports.
Hard to find something new for him in that realm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just wasn't very interesting or exciting, and there were no stakes.
What are you talking about? I found love in the
story?
There
was no stakes. There was no stakes, and there was no sex, and so I don't care. That's how you tell stories.
I feel
like
S's. There's a lot of sex on the Knicks. I feel like there's a lot of sex on the Knicks. Sex in the Knicks? Just a guess. An implicit assumption.
Oh.
I don't know if they have sex with each other, but they definitely have sex a lot. They're very attractive men.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there is a lot of sex. I'm sure they eat steaks a lot too, Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet. Well, and Tom Thibodeau might be a vampire. So steaks.
Interesting.
There's a connection there.
I don't understand it.
No. I was just doing word association. You know, it's an improv podcast.
Cela, did you ever play any sports or participate?
I did theater. Sports.
Okay, theater's kind of like a sport.
Yeah, I do think theater is kind of a sport. We did physical comedy for 1 year, and we were very involved,
for a
like
year?
Zombies. For, I don't know why I said that.
A year of pratfalls.
It felt like a year. It felt like a year because of how exhausting it was.
The entire department just was doing Kramer impressions the whole time.
That was my impression through the little rectangle you could see.
I thought it was really good.
Thank you.
I thought you did a great job.
Thanks.
Anthony, what does a year of doing physical comedy look like in high school? I don't even understand the concept.
We did like a horror play where we combined various horror movies into one. And so a lot of it was very involved, like zombie acting or like monster crawling. And it was fully, it was fully one unit, but it was taxing on my body. So.
And this was a real play?
We wrote it.
Or
that we like
wrote
we created. It? Yeah, we wrote it. I did. What did I do? Dawn of the Dead. We watched the movie and then we turned it into a play. Like interpretive.
I haven't seen the movie. Can you give us like the spark notes of the movie?
It's like any it's a zombie movie. Like group of people slowly getting picked off, but the zombies can run fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
They're fast.
Oh,
zombies.
The Running Dead.
Yeah.
Hey, audience, listen up. Wink. That's a callback. Listen, we,
yeah, two episodes ago. Two episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zombie apocalypse. How long you lasting?
I think it depends on where I start. So if I started in a city, 3 to 4 days tops. If I start in the suburbs, I think I could rally like one of those little commune, little communities together, kind of like a co-op of sorts.
So you consider yourself a leader then in the zombie apocalypse?
Not a leader, but definitely a community builder. So I think I would build from the bottom and let somebody else run the entire ship.
Sure. If,
in this scenario, if zombies are really attractive, do you ever go on a date with one? If there's a docile one, do you try?
You know the movie where the girl dates the zombie, warm, cold hearts, or whatever it's called? Would you,
is that a real
would you pull one of those?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole, there's a, like a comedy rom-com from like 8 years ago where a woman sees like a hot teen zombie and then they kiss and then his heart starts beating again.
Oh my God.
So this sounds like an idea I would have. Human zombies. I would be, I would date, but I think I would be so much more nervous trying to date a hot teen zombie than a hot normal man.
You added in teen.
But also I shouldn't.
You added in teen.
Well, okay, Elliot said hot teen zombie and then I got confused, but what I really meant was hot zombie. So
I think
I would be nervous because it's
I think in a zombie apocalypse, I think, okay, what's my starting weight, Anthony?
Your normal weight, so 350.
350, yeah.
He carries all his weight in his legs. His legs are so thick, and his torso is very slim.
Very slim.
It looks like a centaur if a centaur was all human.
All right.
Oh, sure. No, he looks like Squidward in the episode where he eats all that Krabby Patties. That's my,
there you go.
That's Elliot.
There you go. Okay, I think probably 1 week is about how long I make it. Unless I have enough, assuming they're slow zombies, like if I really like gain like another 70, 80 pounds in the, like before the zombie apocalypse, I think I have like a reserve where I'm like, okay, I don't have to find food for like the first 2 weeks because I can just like, I got enough reserve. And then 2 weeks, I think there's a critical 1 to 2 weeks where it's like most of the people die and then you find your like pockets of survivors. I think if you go to a community too early, you're dead. I think if you find a community 3-4 days in, dead.
That's a good point.
But I think if you get 2 weeks a month in.
After 2 weeks, there would be far more zombies than if you go within the first 2 weeks.
Right, but by the 2 weeks, I've lost all that excess weight. So now
I'm 80 pounds in 2 weeks.
Now I'm a fast runner.
Oh, okay, right. Sure. that all tracks. That makes sense. Yeah.
That all makes sense. I do have the added benefit of I do live across the street from a grocery store. So I think I could be one of the first people to rob the grocery store. But conversely, I think there is a chance that I die at the grocery store, not because a zombie gets me, because someone just hits me really hard. And I don't think I can take a punch. I fought my brothers, but I've never taken like a real punch. And I think if I got like one solid punch to the, like the schnoz.
Can I call a quick time out? Why is someone hitting you at the grocery store?
because there's limited food. Because there's a zombie apocalypse. People are going to the store to get food.
Okay. Not if you're the first one there, but I'll let it slide.
Well, this is also very helpful. I think I am in a prime location. So I am in the city. I am in D.C., but I live across the street from a grocery store, and down the block there is an REI, and so I have immediate access to bikes, tents, coats, mittens.
Mins are so important.
Survival. You got to get mins. You got to be ready for the cold. You got to be ready for the cold weather. Yeah. It's October right now. It's 70 degrees out. 4 weeks from now, I might freeze to death.
That's really true. I also feel like if you're in DC, people are older and slower. So I think your odds of survival are better than New York.
Where did you get?
I don't know.
People in DC are so old. Where? Everyone knows they're this. So old. They're so old.
Because they're all politicians.
Yes, politicians have to be old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good... No, you nailed it right on the head. Everyone here is...
Zombie politician? Slow. Is that a premise? Keep that in the back pocket.
Stick around for the rest of the episode. It might
zombie
be
president.
It might be there.
And spoiler, it's a woman. It's a woman zombie president. Spoiler.
I think I gave a pretty thorough, detailed answer, though.
Okay.
I think
Sure.
Yeah. I hit all the keys. Anthony, you haven't given... How long are you making it?
Oh, I give up immediately. I see one zombie, I run to them, get bit, join their side.
Wow. You would rather be a zombie?
Yes.
But you would rather become a zombie than just, like, drink bleach?
Well, if you get in early enough, you can, like, rise in the ranks and be one of the leaders. Right. Where does the bleach come in?
Well, I just mean, like, oh, if you don't want to, like, do harm on others. Later.
Oh, no, I would be a chill zombie. Well, I think I could resist the urge to eat people.
So, in your mind, you're going back to the intelligent zombie. It's like you're a zombie, but there's, like, a... you still have, like, a consciousness of some sort. So, yeah, you, for example, Anthony, you can meet a hot teen.
No.
Or no. Well, I just was I was finishing your thought for you because it seemed like that's where you wanted to go. Was
I was not going there.
Teen,
no, I
human
did not.
Or zombie.
Shut up. Okay, let's just do improv. That's, I'm cutting all the stuff about hot teens, except for when Sela says it, because then it's funny.
No, we're gonna keep all of the hot teens. All right.
Let's prop it up.
Yeah, let's do some improv. Sela, all we need from you is a location.
A wedding.
Oh,
a wedding.
Oh, perfect. Love. Love is in the air in this improv scene. I'm nervous, Johnny. I'm real nervous. I'm nervous, man. Her family's all here. They're not.
Why,
like...
Why, man? You love the family.
I know, but it's hard when they're all together looking at you, right? And they all act like...
You don't like being looked at?
I don't know. There's just something about them where they have, like, they don't blink. They never run. They all kind of, like, move. They're like a singularity. They don't really... they're not zombies. I know for a fact they're not zombies, but they act like zombies.
They just stand around, on their phones a lot? Sort of zombies on their phones?
Yeah, like, this is the rehearsal dinner, and they're just, like, tweeting all night. It's just weird. I feel like they don't like me.
Did you see their tweets, though? Like, what they were saying about you?
I left my phone in they're saying stuff about me?
I thought I saw some stuff about how they think you, like, look like you would taste good.
What? They're tweeting this?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just not say it to each other?
Unless,
why are,
like,
they tweeting
low key,
it?
They're bangers, low-key, those tweets, but...
They're bangers? Are they doing well? who's connecting to these tweets? It seems like it's for the event only.
I think just a lot of people would agree that you look like you taste good.
But I don't know that many people. Are they posting a picture of me to go with it?
Oh,
they
must
be.
I think in the thread. It's a long thread.
It's not me when I was in the hot tub with all those carrots, celery, and potatoes, right?
No.
I'll never live down that picture.
Man, that was a crazy night when you did that.
I tried to stew myself. It was crazy.
Does your fiance know about that night?
Why are you bringing that night up?
I don't know.
Why are you being weird, Johnny?
I just feel like that's something your future wife should know about, since you're getting married and her family's all here.
Oh, come on. There's no need to bring up that time. We all know what happened that night, and we're not going to talk about it.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sucks, because I might have mentioned something to her a little earlier. Just about the time we bought, like, 20 gallons of carrots.
You know, it was so hard to get a grocery store to sell us carrots in a gallon measurement. It was so wild. We would...
You know, for what reason? Why was it hard?
Well, gallons for liquid. And, and we needed it to put in the hot tub, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's becoming a liquid.
Yeah, because we were trying to stew me. We all know what happened. Right. We kissed in the stew. We all know what happened. I'm not gay anymore. We don't need to talk about that night.
Hey, it's me. It's the priest. Sorry, I'm just checking in with both. Just checked in.
You're pretty young for a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like 14. A hot teen.
Thanks. Bending. People say that a lot. I get a lot of modeling gigs. I'm a pretty sought after 14-year-old.
He's a priest. Are you?
It's neither here nor there. Don't be weird about it. Just don't be weird about it. That's all I ask. I don't know. The Catholic Church saw me and they were like, "That guy's a priest."
Oh,
shot right up the ranks right there. It's unimportant. Don't worry about it. Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird. I'm just checking in.
I just want to ask for a friend. If my friend were gay but marrying a woman, how would that sort of go over in the Catholic Church?
And how could you ever get 20 gallons of carrots? Because we're struggling with that.
Okay, I guess I'm going to answer question number two. Sorry, I was coming to check with you guys. Seems like you have some questions for me.
We'll let you get your premise out. Don't worry.
Yeah, pureed carrots you could get 20 gallons of.
Oh, okay.
If a gay man was marrying a woman, how would the Catholic Church be? Well, how should I answer this? You guys aren't recording this or anything, are you?
No, of course not. It's my wedding. Why would I be recording it?
Then it's fine, and I don't care, but you tell the big guy, it's a big no-no. So anyway, let's just move right past that. I came to check in. You know, obviously you're not allowed to see the bride until the wedding starts, but she had a couple a little bit of unusual requests that I was hoping I just want to run by you. I guess the bride's family has asked that you just wear this right here. Just wear this as like a cologne, and it's sort of it seems to be some sort of rosemary olive oil that they said that if you could just like do a couple dabs, they said they might make you smell really nice. I think they might have used the word tenderize you. I might have misheard.
Man, you are such a olive oil and rosemary guy, dude.
You're talking to me?
I don't know. Am I?
Yeah.
I was talking to the bride's mother, and she was going on some hilarious rant about how funny it would be if they basted you like a turkey or something, and that it would be delicious and also would do numbers on Twitter. So I'm just here to, you know, I'm just trying to make both families happy. So I just wanted to just run that by you, make sure there wasn't too much of an issue there.
This explains something. Today I woke up and I was like, why am I so uncomfortable? And there was a full apple and onion shoved all the way up my ass. And I was like, what did I do that? Am I trying to stew myself again? I was like, no, I quit drinking. So it must be them. They must have snuck into my room.
Are you sure it wasn't, you know, your little lady who's waiting by the altar?
It could be. I can't rule it out. I slept through it. You know how I am. Nothing can wake me.
I know how you are.
Yeah, Johnny, you know. Don't tell the priest. Don't tell the priest. You didn't hear anything, priest.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to leave this bottle of olive oil right here with you. I'm going to go finish last-minute preparations before the ceremony. But, you know, if you need me, just let me know.
Okay.
What are you thinking, man? You going to put this on?
I'll put it on. I mean, I can't refuse my wife's request, right?
Yeah. Is this the first time you're meeting them?
I've met my wife before. I will say we didn't date long.
The family.
Oh, the family. Yeah. Oh no, I've met like her. I met her brother, and he's cool. He dresses in like all black. He's got like these sharp teeth. He's got like a big overcoat that he wears. Sleeps upside down. I had some bite somebody in the neck in a UFC fight. It was so cool.
This guy sounds like he freaking rocks, dude.
Yeah. I went to his restaurant. I had the best steak of my life. He's so cool. It was so tender.
You know how like some steak places will tell you where the cow was raised and what its name was and how happy it was?
Yeah.
Was this that kind of steak place? Like they told you if
yeah.
it was
he
happy?
He said, this guy's name is Tom from Ronkonkoma. And then it said on Zoloft.
I bet that would taste extra good, the Zoloft infused.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Johnny, have you been hanging out with them? Because you're like licking your lips right now.
Man, I haven't hung out much with the brother.
Johnny, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Johnny? What's up? It's me. It's Johnny, what's up?
Oh, man.
Hey, Tony, it's me. You remember me. It's brother of the bride.
Yes.
Tom Thibodeau. Johnny looking good. Good to see you again, Johnny. Tony, I was just hoping I could run by the, because you asked me to cater. I was hoping I could run the menu by you again, just make sure you're on board with, make sure we don't need to make any adjustments to the menu last minute, so.
Okay, sure. Well, you can do this quick, and then I have to go to the bathroom, freshen up. Okay?
All right, well, okay. Appetizers, we got a bunch of chickens.
Yeah,
we got chickens. Their names are all Craig. Their names are all Craig. They all worked as interns at the Daily Show.
I hate those guys.
We worked as interns at the Daily Show and graduated from NYU. Okay, and they're chickens. All right, yeah. main course, we got the New York Strip. New York Strip. By the way, I gotta say, you're looking really scrumptious in your tux. So you look really good, delicious.
Okay.
I would just eat you right up. No. Nope. I could just eat you right up right now.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. All right, I gotta freshen up. I don't like what's going on.
Oh, man. Take the olive oil with you.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make sure you wear that. It's important for later.
I'm wearing it.
Johnny, he seems pretty nervous. I know you're the best man, but is he?
Hey, man.
I don't know. Is he doing?
I think he's getting some cold feet. Which
cold feet?
We don't want.
No, cold feet makes yeah.
It makes tough. Some bad.
Make it really dry and tough. Yeah, I get it. Not good for the tenderness. Hey Johnny, are you ready with the surprise we talked about earlier, where you're gonna kind of, you know how people throw rice at weddings, instead you're gonna throw salt on him, season him up a little bit.
Yes, I got that all down.
You ready with that?
I'm gonna spritz him with some vinegar while he's saying his vows.
Great. And you got the false cologne bottle where it's Worcestershire on the inside, right? So you can just spritz him with that right before he goes up. Make sure you get the tenderness in.
Yeah, man.
Marinate him well.
Hell yeah, with the Worcestershire sauce.
Johnny, can I be honest with you?
Please.
Do you think he knows that we're gonna eat him at this wedding?
I don't know, man.
Do you think
Tony's pretty oblivious. His wife has been cheating on him for years. He still has no freaking clue.
Yeah, for literally years, because she's a... because, as I mentioned... Well, as you know, since we let you into the ring, she's a vampire who's been in love for 2 centuries.
Right.
But she's stuck at a hot 18. She's stuck at a hot 18. You know, so he doesn't suspect a thing. And they got married, you know, he just graduated high school also, and he got married fast because he's an idiot.
Oh, man. Dumbest guy.
Yeah, I think
he tried to buy carrots in gallons. Freaking dumbass.
Right. Well, when we found out that he had pre-cooked himself separately without anyone trying to eat him, we're like, this is perfect. This is going to be the tastiest thing we've had for centuries. So this is, I mean, this really works out. Johnny, you're doing some really, Johnny.
Hey guys, I'm back. Hey, Tony. I just took the hottest shower of my life. I feel I'm like bright red.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, you look steamy. You look braised for sure.
So what do we say? Are we gonna eat this guy or what?
What?
I don't know. I feel like it's really embarrassing to compliment someone's Twitter.
Yeah, no, I was fishing for compliments.
No, both ways.
Okay, what are you doing?
I wouldn't compliment weird? Tony on Twitter either. I wouldn't say anything. I would say silent because people have mixed relationships.
And then
you wouldn't compliment me? Rude.
No, I wouldn't compliment anyone, I feel like.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of known as the bully.
Right. I'm sort of the bitch.
New York. I was getting that vibe. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah,
I was about to text Anthony. I was like, "Sila's kind of a bitch."
Yeah.
Right?
Whoa! No,
she said it first. She said it first.
She said it first.
Just like how you said "hot teen zombie" first, also. But we're moved on apparently from that.
I was reiterating the plot of a movie. I wasn't saying it in any way. You were the one who was like, "Maybe I could find a teen zombie for myself."
No, but in the context of the plot of a movie.
Right.
In which I am also a teen.
Right.
Anyways. That's... Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, did Sila tell you what she did during her set for Friend Island?
No.
She brought me up on stage and then beat the shit out of me. Like a big bully. The crowd went crazy. They loved it.
No, Alex put it on her close friend story. It was you being dunked into a toilet. Yeah, it was you being dunked into a toilet, if I remember correctly.
She set up the plumbing so fast for a 5-minute set. It was so crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Plumbers in the audience went wild.
Gaber. Yeah, I think it was like if you're part of the union, you get a free ticket, and it was all plumbers.
Big plumber crowd.
Yeah. And it was also bad because you were wearing your really loose underwear that night, and so she just gave you a full over the underwear over the head wedgie.
Yeah, but
right?
They were so loose that I didn't even feel that. Like, she just did the whole thing, and I was like, is something happening? I can't tell. I got my loosies on.
You're like, am I blind? The lights all went out. It's just the underwear over
your
eyes.
Yeah, as soon as the lights go out, I go, am I blind? Am I blind?
Anthony's very much like an ostrich. He's like an ostrich, yeah. You can still play
peekaboo
with
him,
and he's
long
like, where
legs.
Did they go?
Yeah. I got knees that bend backwards. Okay, this is fun. I might include this in the episode.
We can do the outro. Sila, thank you so much for joining the podcast. We had a blast. We had a fun, fun, silly, hilarious, and nefarious time with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a fun time.
Is there anything... Oh, thank you so much. Is there anything you want to plug before we go?
Yes, I think so, which is my social media. And I don't know why I did it like that, but my Twitter is C_LAPUHL. And that is the same as my Instagram, if you want to hit both, but no pressure.
Okay, C_PUHL.
C_LAPUHL.
Like
C-La. Yeah, like
C-La. C-La-Pool.
Yes.
Very French. C-La-Pool.
Yes.
Yeah, be honest. Are you French?
Oh, La-Pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, everyone follow Sila on Instagram and on Twitter. She's in New York. I'm sure you'll see her around doing stand-up comedy. So be on the lookout. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with 1T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thank you so much for listening, and remember to stay al dente.
And throw the spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks.
Against the wall to see if it sticks, because if it doesn't stick, it's not ready.
Good.
Great. Good.